Well, hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you were just listening to a very short interlude from Dick Weaver. And we are excited to have Dick with us, but we are even more excited to be here live in California with Rayon Anderson, Lori Rayon Anderson, and Mariah.
Mariah is fine.
Okay, Mariah. And we, well, first of all, you've heard me talk to Rayon many times on the air, and if you'll remember a couple of weeks ago, Rayon called at the very end, and she was talking about this wonderful boat trip that she was having on August 22nd, and I said, we've got to be there. And guess what? We are. So Donna from Cleveland came with her husband, and we went on this wonderful boat trip, and it was fabulous. And so we're going to be talking about dolphins and whales, and Dick's going to play a song, and we're going to get calls from you guys, and it's just going to be wonderful, absolutely fabulous. Now, what I want to do is give you the telephone number to call in tonight, okay? But here's the deal. I'm not in front of my computer, so you can't email me questions. You have to be brave tonight, and you have to call in. And so I can't wait to talk to you all. You can talk directly to Rayon. You can ask her anything you want about the whales and the dolphins and the messages she brings. And we are just blessed to be here. And we're even taping this program by a video. So for a wonderful new project that Rayon and I are working on, and we're looking for investors. So if you're curious, you can give us a call. Anyway, okay, so the number you want to call, and this is worldwide toll-free, is 888-228-4494. So before we actually begin, I just want to do, for those people who have never listened to the program before, you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and you're listening to bbsradio.com, and I'm Donna Fox. And this is a program about, basically, when we talk about the Akashic Records and what people can do with the Akashic Records and what they have learned and how they can access the Akashic Records. And tonight, we are going to talk about how all of that fits together. So if you're curious or want to know more about the Akashic Records, you can certainly email me. And in the future, if you want to email me questions, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. But tonight, I can't see a computer, so you're going to have to call in. But again, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are all vibrational and they have all frequencies, and they're all held in the Akashic Records. And I'd like to share that Rayon also is an Akashic Records student, and Mariah's taken the class, and Dick has taken the class, so we're Akashic Records people here tonight, and that's one of the reasons why we're having such a good time. And so without further ado, I want to introduce Rayon Anderson and say hello to her. Hi, Rayon.
Hi. It's great to be on the show again.
Yes.
We had such a wonderful trip yesterday, and it was such a great pleasure to have Donna and her husband on the boat with us. After, you know, years and years of working together,
yeah,
we were out on the boat.
It was amazing. You know, we were talking. Well, first of all, I've got to tell you, we saw three huge blue whales.
We did.
And when the dolphins came, it's not like we found them.
We
weren't looking. They just started charging us.
They stampeded us.
I swear, I've never. It's like a group of wonderful little children that just came running and saying hi.
Hundreds and hundreds of dolphins with their babies and
jumping
and sending us love. And people were screaming and going, we have to see the dolphins.
And you know what's interesting? You were saying too that on this particular boat trip, that one of the reasons why the captain of this boat loves when you come on is because you can guarantee folks that they're going to see dolphins or whales.
That's right.
And I can certainly see why. So
this is the third trip we've gone out where the dolphins, hundreds of them, this is a huge, what we call a megapod, actually found us. They're just like, Mama, we're home!
That's just the feeling. Mm-hmm. And you can actually feel the energy of love that
pure
was
love.
Coming from those dolphins as they move forward. I mean, I've just never experienced that before. I mean, it's like... Oh, and the gratitude, you were saying, we were talking on the boat about the gratitude that you feel. It was fabulous, fabulous. So tell us a little bit, Rayon, how you got into these boat trips and why it's important for people to go on these boat trips and why this is new for you. And, it's very interesting. I really, this is going to be bigger than what you have now.
It is.
So go ahead and talk to the folks about this.
Well, long story short is I'm an animal communicator. I had a near-death experience in 1994, and when I came back, I chose to come back to Earth. My cat had literally saved my life, and I was completely telepathic with my cat. And my cat,
Pooda.
At that time was Pootie, though.
Yeah.
And is reincarnated now a few times since back. And started to tell me about love and started to tell me about heaven on earth and things that I didn't completely understand. I had an incredible, accelerated spiritual awakening. And during the healing, after this near-death experience I had, I was living in a house in Baja in Mexico. And dolphins started to come out in front of my house. And first there was just a few, and then there were more. And I started to hear all these other voices. And again, I pretty much thought it was just Pooda because we have this great love story through time, and I trusted her. But I started to experiment with my telepathy, and I would see the same three dolphins sometimes every day. And I'd say to the dolphin on the right, I'd say, if you can hear my voice, do a twirly jump. And he said, my name is Simon. Watch me jump. And he would jump. And then we would come out on this jetty, and I started to have these experiences where I learned to hear their voices, and they were teaching me. And they were teaching me about joy and love and rejoicing, and they told me that they're the ambassadors of joy.
Okay.
And that they use rainbow light to heal people. They use their sonar. And then I started to see the lights. And long story short, then they said, you're going to write a workshop, and you're going to tell people about healing with the whales and dolphins, and you're going to talk about where they're really from, from like before Earth, before the Earth experience, and that they're the large-brained creatures on the planet, much more advanced than the humans. And they started to tell me amazing things. So I first did that workshop, and I still do it, which is like a six-hour workshop on the origin of creation. And then actually was out in that same beach years later with Donna Fox. And at that point, I was level one Akashic Records student. I didn't have the level two training yet, which is how to open the records of the land.
Right, and the animals.
And the animals, right. Except they open their own. Donna opened the records of the land where I lived those years. Like between 1995 and 2002, basically. I had 6 years with the dolphins there. She said to me, what the record keepers are saying is that you're going to be going out on boat trips, and you're going to translate the messages of the whales and dolphins. And she said that they're calling you Standing Whale Mother. And two shamans had already called me that. One female and one male.
Wow.
Had told me that. And I said, right. You think I get butt sick? He said, I don't think so. You got the wrong person. And I laughed and laughed and processed that for actually a couple of years while I was writing the other workshop. I said, I can do healing with whales and dolphins on land because they can bring their energy anywhere, naturally. They're wonderful, energetic creatures to do that. So a few years went by, and I got the courage to do it. And I did the first one with, you've heard me talk about Grandma Chandra.
Sure.
And we did it, and I thought, well, if I get sick and throw up on the people, she'll be there to take over. So thank you, Grandma Chandra, for kicking me in the rear, and Donna for kicking me to start this, because that was about 3.5 years ago. And so now we work with the dolphins and whales in Dana Point, California, and we're going to be branching out and doing boat trips now in Marina Del Rey and probably in the San Diego Harbor, maybe even in Mexico.
That's great.
Yeah, my little Pooda cat says we're going to be doing it 3 times a week. So.
Well, I think that's absolutely fabulous. And it's, first of all, it's very reasonable. It's extremely reasonable to go out. And then
one, it's a whole day experience.
Oh, it's a whole day because, and you put together such a beautiful whale message from before, and that's printed out, and then we also have
Dolphin messages.
The dolphin messages, and we have all sorts of
a meditation,
and then we do we go out on the boat, and then you come back, and we do another sharing. It's a complete
spiritual experience.
Yeah.
To come into their world, we call it the soul stream, to enter
Absolutely.
The Merkaba of the whale.
Yeah.
It's quite an experience.
Well, I know that I absolutely adored it, and I know that my husband really felt good about it too. And he's not that much of a metaphysical person, but all of a sudden this was kind of opening his eyes, and he really thought, "Wow, I should have done this before." He even said that in group, which was quite a miracle, and I loved it. So let's talk to Mariah for a minute. Mariah, how did you? Was this your first boat trip, or when did you go? How much?
This is my third trip, and the first time I got to see the blue whales.
Oh right!
So
oh my
really
gosh,
excited.
That's fabulous. Now, that's what they were saying. Now, it's unusual to see blue whales, isn't it? It's not that common to see blue whales.
That's true, but I think they were waiting for us.
I think they were. They really were. Those, you never realize how huge they are. They're huge.
Largest
largest creatures on the planet. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Bigger than the dinosaurs.
Bigger than the dinosaurs. No kidding. Yeah, it's like, and then when they flip their tail and they just go diving, that's amazing. So what did you get out of yesterday's, you know, other than seeing the blue whale? How did you feel about it?
A lot of joy, just being with family, just being with spiritual family.
Yeah.
You know, the whales and the dolphins, and it was so cute to see the baby dolphins, how they, and they were swimming like right in front of the boat purposely so that you could see them because it's a catamaran.
Yeah.
And they swim between the holes on purpose so that you can go down in this little pod and see them. They
yeah,
know that
underneath.
They're going to be
yeah.
viewed. And
right, yeah.
They're just so playful. I wanted to speak a little bit about the whale healings that Lori Rion does.
Okay.
It's just absolutely amazing. The whale energy, when it comes into your body, is just transforming, and is just absolutely amazing. She does several different things,
uh-huh.
and that's just such a treat to ever experience that.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to get Lori's telephone number and email out there to everybody. And Dick, you were with us. This is Dick Weaver, everyone, and we are we're just honored to have all of these folks here. And Dick's going to play a song for us in a moment. He does original music that he's written. But is this your first trip, or which trip
no,
is this?
No, it's actually my second trip. But the first trip, there were no blue whales on it.
And this really was special, huh?
It really was.
Wow.
I mean, to see three blue whales in one trip is unbelievable. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And to see them come up out of the water, I mean, good heavens. It's like their body pops up on the head, and they don't stop coming out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing thing. And then you can feel that energy. And, good heavens, it's just kind of indescribable.
Yes.
Because it's so profound. It's just amazing. But then when that whole megapod of dolphins came flying in.
Isn't that amazing?
Hey, here we are.
Yeah.
And just playing with us for, what, I don't know,
hour and a half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily.
It was just, it was.
And they played with us
yeah.
all the time for us to go.
Yeah, yeah, it really was.
They played with us all day.
Yeah. And they were, what I just loved is how they were jumping. And you know what I also noticed? Is that they were dark. You know, they some of the dolphins weren't like that light gray that you've seen, like on television.
Those are
the flipper.
Bottlenose dolphins.
Which ones now?
Those are bottlenose dolphins. What we saw yesterday are Pacific white-sided and common dolphins. So we saw two kinds of dolphins.
Okay.
And they're a little bit smaller. But there's just huge megapods of those types of dolphins off our waters here. And there are bottlenose dolphins. On some trips, we see as many as 50 bottlenose dolphins. And those are the ones that are close to the shore you see with the surfers, and they look like the dolphin that was on television, Flipper.
Okay.
They live in the waters out here, too, but they don't have megapods. Usually, like, they have a family, and they spend their whole life with a family of,
I see.
Like, 40 to 60 dolphins.
Wow. Well, I thought what I was found interesting is that we followed those blue whales. You know, and the fact that they didn't run away from us.
No, they put on a show.
Oh, they were constantly doing
and
what?
And one came so close.
Yeah,
to the boat,
wow.
It was like the spray hit her face.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Yes.
That's big.
And, yeah, well, I, you know, you don't realize how special that mm-hmm. is to have that energy around you. And, mm-hmm. and it certainly opened my heart. And I know that it opened other people's hearts as well.
Yeah. These whales work for the planet. They don't have sonar like the other whales that I've worked with, the gray whales. The humpback whales have been the most prevalent in my healing experience that come to me, and they come to me energetically.
Sure.
But the blue whales now, when I first saw them this few weeks ago, I asked them what they do for the planet, and they said, the reason you haven't met us before in the etheric is because we work for the planet, and we adjust the magnetics for the ley lines. And they come up from Costa Rica, and they come up along the coast, and they actually do magnetic work for the planet.
How far do they go?
Some of them go up as far as, like, Canada and turn around. Some of them don't go that far.
Okay.
And then when they come back on their southern migration, they swim further out, and then they check their work. And then it's got to be set.
That's interesting. So when do they come there? So the whale season here in San Diego
Port Blue Whales?
Yes.
Is July through maybe the middle of June through the middle of September.
Ah, so there's still time to
see.
There
is still time.
Yeah.
We're going to take two more trips in September, and I'm feeling that they'll be some blue whales.
Yes, and when are those trips going again?
September 4th, that's a Friday.
That's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and then we have one on September 19th, which is a Saturday.
That's the day before my birthday.
Excellent.
Yeah, September 20th is my birthday.
Well,
there you go. Yeah, that's right. I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
So, well, tell them how can folks get a hold of you so they want to, you know, you should fly from anywhere in the world to go to these trips. I've got to tell you, they're fabulous.
It is amazing.
Yeah. So
I'm going to give you a phone number. It's
okay.
A cell phone, and you can call me anytime, or you can email me, and then I'll put you on our email list, and you'll receive information via email about all the different things we're doing.
Great.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so my number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. And my email is Pootie's Place, after Pootie, who started the whole thing.
Yes.
It's P like in Paul, U double D Y S. Pootie's Place at yahoo.com.
Okay, so you know what we're going to do right now, folks? I'm going to give you the telephone number to call in, and so you can get your courage up and come and call us and ask any question you'd like. Now, it's going to be 888-228-4494, and in just a moment we're going to have a song from Dick. But what I want to do is let you know that we're going to be having a New York City Level 1 September 26th and 27th. So if you'd like to come into New York, New York City, that'd be great. It's going to be actually in that area. And in October 3rd and 4th, we're doing a prosperity marketing workshop in Cleveland, Ohio. And in Columbus, we're doing a Level 1 Columbus Akashic Records workshop on October 24th and 25th. And level 2 is in November 6th, 7th, and 8th. And level 3 is November 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. And those level 2s and level 3s are in Cleveland. Okay, so now here we're going to hear from Dick Weaver, and we're going to ask him a little bit. We're going to talk to Dick a little bit after we hear his wonderful music. Now, this is an original piece. It's called A Place of Gathering. So I want you to sit back, take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and come gather with us. Dick, you're on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We
I hope you all are clapping out there, because it certainly deserves a huge clap. Anyway, I want to talk to Dick for a moment. How did that song come to you? I mean, you are a musician extraordinaire. You've got a great voice. How did this all show up for you?
What I've always sung to, it's always been my first love. I came into this life, and my only real pursuit has been God, knowing God, knowing God in myself, God from outside of myself, wherever that may be, and understanding who, what God is, you know, because I was, you know, being raised in the religion I was raised in, I was told God was this and God was that, and God wasn't this and God wasn't that. And then I started hearing that maybe God is everything.
Maybe. Yeah.
And that this whole concept of God went way beyond what we have ever looked into, I'll put it that way.
Sure.
And when those realizations started coming to me, I started tuning into God in a way that one day I started hearing God.
Okay.
Now, this is, you know, a lot of people will say, that's nonsense, or you're probably just hearing yourself, or you're just hearing voices in your head, and that's fine. You know, I can relate to all of that.
Yes.
But the truth is, one day I was sitting at the piano, I was playing, and I had a tape recorder and a couple, three microphones set up so that any time that creative current came in, instead of having to stop and try to regulate it, I could just click that on and capture it and then go back and work it, you know, through and change it if I needed to. Well, one day, I'm playing this little vamp on the piano, and all of a sudden, I thought, that sounds good. So I reached up and clicked on the tape recorder, started playing, and started singing. And these words started coming out, and I thought, that kind of makes sense. And then they stopped making sense to me.
Okay.
And I just kept singing, because knowing how that creative flow works, if you stop it to try to direct it,
right,
it stops.
Yes, that's right.
So I think what happened is, getting in contact with God through that exploration that I was doing helped open up my Akashic records.
Right, right, exactly.
And
sure.
So I went in and heard what I had, I think, heard before.
Of course, it's your memory.
Yeah.
That's right, soul memory.
And this came through, and this song came through, and it just didn't make sense to me. I played it back. Didn't make sense to me. Played it back again, didn't make sense to me. I wrote down the words, played it back, and the second time I did that and read through the words, all of a sudden it just went, that wasn't me talking. That was God talking to all of us, to me.
Yes.
It was unbelievable, and the song was called To My Child of Light.
Oh, wow.
And it was absolutely beautiful, and when I understood that, it just brought tears to my eyes. Actually, it still does. Because the message of love was so beautiful. Well, from that time on, that's where I go when I write music.
Right.
And if I don't hear God talking to me directly, I feel it, and the words come through me in the English that Dick Weaver knows.
Sure.
And the music that Dick Weaver knows, but it's from a greater place by far than just me.
And so the song Child of Light?
To My Child of Light.
Would you play that for us? Can you do that today?
Or, piano song.
Oh, it's a piano song. Okay. so I guess you can't do that one. All right, but if now if they got your CD, would that be on the CD?
No, that's going to be on the either the second or the third CD.
Ah, okay, all right.
It's not on this first.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay.
But that
right.
Song I just played is.
Ah, okay,
the
great.
Title cut too.
Super. All right. So now I want you to play another song in a little bit, but we're just going to go back. But if somebody wants to order your CD, okay, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. They can call me if they would like.
Okay, and what is your phone number?
The phone number is area code 760-439-5435. That's 760-439-5435.
And do you have an email address that they can email to?
And it's real simple. It's nnd9@yahoo.com. Now that's N as in Nancy,
yeah.
N as in Nancy, D as in Dick, the number 9@yahoo.com.
That's great. That's great. And by the way, folks, if you like Dick's music and you're a music investor or you would like to possibly give him a record contract, or an album. He's really open to hearing something like that and being contacted. And he has a lot more original music, you know, to share. So
many
wonderful spiritual songs. And one of the things that I've noticed about your music, Dick, is the fact that it shifts people as they listen to it. You know, I saw the group's energy yesterday when you we were at on the grass there before we get on the boat. I actually could see the energy shifting in people and opening their hearts. I mean, it was a perfect entree to the actual boat trip, you know. And do you ever go on the boat trip and play on the boat at all?
No, that's difficult to do because the ambient noise interferes with it.
I see.
Pretty tremendously.
You're talking about the
waves
and things
bouncing
like that.
Up and down.
Yeah. Whoa, that's not the right note. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, so
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know that
the moisture would probably
not
wipe out the guitar.
Right. Not a, get a waterproof guitar in there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So one of the things, folks, again, if you want to call in and talk to anybody here, again, the number is 888-228-4494. And I don't have a caller yet, do I? I don't, because I would hear if I did. Okay. All right. So let me just talk to you for a moment about the Akashic Records and how the record keepers feel about all this and the message that's coming forward from the records about the dolphins and the whales and the music and the heart opening. So what's important for us all to understand is that when we connect with the higher part of ourselves, not only from a tonal quality, but from a heart quality, we move into a space of unlimited possibilities. And it's the connection to the divine and the connection to our heart that opens. And when that energy or expansion occurs, we can dream dreams that are not impossible, but are possible and are already happening in other dimensions. As you've heard the record keepers talk about, the expanded and various levels of dimensions and various ideas of time not necessarily having a linear type. It's not encapsulated into anything. And so it's really important for us to connect with that divine part of ourselves that has that joy, that creates that bliss, that moves into that music of our soul. And it's the music of our soul that we can access when we work not only with the Akashic Records, but even when we work with music that that opens our heart and inspires us. Whatever it is that inspires you, it's absolutely essential that you begin to bring that more into your life, whether it's art or color or writing, don't limit yourself. You so have to open your heart to all that's there. Don't wait. And as a man that's very famous has said, don't die with the songs left within you. And that's what we're doing here. We're expressing our desires. We're expressing our wantings here. And we're expressing our dreams. And then when we've expressed our dreams, and we have others around us that share in those dreams, we have a collective energy. And that collective energy believes with us that we can. We truly can inspire and move to that place that's so precious. And then we change the world. So it's right here on this program, we have people, although they're just individuals, who are changing people all over the planet with their work. Rayanne is changing the planet every time she takes a boat trip out. And even the people who are on the boat that are not a part of the group, their hearts are opening. They're seeing possibilities. They're connecting with an energy that they've never connected with before. And then you take each one of those individuals, and then you multiply that by 10 and by 100. And their hearts are opened, and each one becomes a pebble in a pond of light that expands to such a degree that we're changing the paradigm of our species.
A great master once said, when two or more are gathered.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The whales and dolphins are connecting to the heart space through your soul.
Ah.
And they're knocking on our soul's door. And
yes.
You can go, the dolphins are saying, almost to any store, anywhere in the world.
Yes.
And there's dolphin consciousness. That's the consciousness.
That's fabulous. Okay, so we have a caller.
Ah.
Hi there. That's great. Welcome, caller. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. This is from Arizona.
Hi, Jane from Arizona. What's your question, darling? Who would?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Where'd you go, sweetie? Come back to me. I want to talk to you. So if she calls in, please put her back on. I'd love to talk to her. Hello. Okay, so we don't know where she is. Hello. Hello. I think we're off. Hello. Are we there? We lost him. I think so. No? Are we on? Her line is what? Of course. Okay, can she call back again? So, Jane, if you've got a better phone to call in, please call in with a better phone because your line was too, we couldn't hear you well, and it was too low. So if you've got a different call us back. Do we have a... Oh, the line was too noisy and loud. So that's what I'm hearing from my producer. That so if you've got a quieter place to call from, please call back in so we can hear you, because I'd love to talk to you. Is there anybody else on the line? I don't hear anybody. Okay. So what we want to do is continue our conversation. And, again, for those people who've got a quiet line, please call in to 888-228-4494. Beth, you brought forth a message from the dolphins and the whales, and can you paraphrase that for our listeners, Rayanne?
Yes. The first thing I'd like to do is give some credit to the man John Lilly, who's recently passed.
Okay.
He did amazing work, and I follow in his footsteps. And I like to quote him. He said, "Communication with the whales and the dolphins is the greatest achievement mankind can aspire to."
Wow,
that's huge. And
yes.
he had the consciousness through his soul connection with them to understand in the 70s and 80s with his research that these are big-brained animals and that they're more advanced than we are. And people, because we're not all completely telepathic yet, we haven't connected with our birthright. Every single person that's born on the planet has the ability to communicate with animals and with spirit.
Right.
It's just a matter of believing it, practicing it, and accessing it. And when you do, dolphins are very easy to connect to. They have the same chakra system as we do. Their right brain, left brain is completely balanced. So instantly, as soon as you want to contact a dolphin, you'll be able to do that. Whales
That's
take more practice. I wasn't actually able to hear a whale's voice until 2007, and I practice a lot.
Okay, so I want you to stop for a minute. I want you to just go back and say that a little slower.
Okay.
Okay. so that the people really get it, that they can connect with the dolphin anytime they want. So give them the technique again.
Okay. The best way that I know of connecting.
Caller, just hold for a minute.
A simple exercise is to envision the two halves of your brain connecting with an infinity loop, which is like a number 8 laying on its side.
Okay.
And you take your finger and you put it on your third eye, and you trace that infinity loop like this. And you
around your eye.
Yeah, and you ask to connect with the pod mind. This is the good of the many, as opposed to the good of the one. They live in complete love, harmony, and community. Instantly, they know immediately in the pod if anybody needs anything. And that's what humanity is evolving to.
Yes.
We call this conscious evolution.
Fabulous.
Conscious evolution. So you want to be able to balance the two halves of your brain. And there's many good books out, or you can call me about the workshop. We do what we call dolphin caw balancing techniques to connect with a higher level of source. Also to connect with rainbow light, which is incredibly healing. We've seen in the healing and clearing work that they've shown me, we've seen fractures go away. We've seen people that were blind, legally blind, be healed. Or we have testimonials.
Yeah.
Believe me, they can heal you. They have the sonar. They can look into your body. They can look into your body and see any health maladies, any challenges.
Yeah, that's
that
what
have.
They were. The boat captain was actually saying that they have the ability to look into 2.5 feet ahead, so that if pregnant women, come and swim with them, they can actually see that baby inside of them.
He said into the sand.
Sand.
Yeah,
oh,
they can
wow.
see many miles.
Wow, that's amazing.
Do the conscious exercise to connect your brain, and then call for the dolphin energy, and then take a pink heart beam from your heart and send it out from your heart, and then take the beam from your third eye. Most people see blue there, but whatever color works. And connect those two lights to a point in front of you. We call that triangulation. And then just sweep what you would imagine the oceans. And the dolphin energy will come to you.
Wow.
Many of you will be able to hear it. Others will feel it.
Yes.
But it's just pure joy.
That's fabulous. Fabulous. Okay, so we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Are you there?
This is Jane. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, Jane. Oh, much better. Much better line.
Oh,
can we help you? Are you a first-time caller? Have you listened before?
I've listened to your show several times now, and yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. I was just connecting with my dolphins.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, how can we help you today?
I was just kind of curious. I'm contemplating something for the next year. I teach right now, and I love what I'm doing. Children, but I'm thinking of going into politics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I don't like what's going on, and we need good people in Washington. Not that I want to go there. I prefer the country where I live, but,
So what are you asking?
It's something I'm just contemplating it, and I'm just wondering if there's anything, in the Akashic.
Wish I had your last name, but I'm not going to ask you that on the air. So I've opened my records prior to this this show. So I'm going to, in service, go in for you. And are you going to start at the local level, or do you really want to go to Congress? Do you want to go to Congress first? Is what I'm getting.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where the need is.
Yeah. The issue is that interestingly enough, what I'm hearing is green, and I don't know what that means to you, but what they're saying to me is the idea of you going green into Congress. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yeah.
You understand that in your life? Is that in your life?
Yeah, being green, not knowing, for one thing, when you go green, you're not knowing what you're like fresh out of the, your baby, you're fresh.
Well, they're not talking about the Green Party, but they're talking about the issues that you bring to the fore are green issues that people need to see from a sustainable point of view.
Yeah. Yes.
Now do you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm formulating things. It's something I really just thought of yesterday.
So are you asking if it's a possibility, or what are you asking?
Is it a possibility?
Well, first of all, it has to do with... Go ahead.
Oh, could I affect a change?
Could you affect change?
Well, Leo.
The effect change that you would have depends on your passion and joy that you have going into this, because the only way you're going to survive is if you create or if you really anchor the joy of this. What I'm saying is that you really need to move into the passion and joy of the work that you want. This is, can't
sure.
be a passing fancy. It has to be something you deeply desire, because there may be setbacks or there may be obstacles. They're not insurmountable, but they're really, it's really important that you get clear that this is something that you truly want to do. Are you clear on that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
When would you run?
Probably next year.
Okay. All right. Rayan, do you want anything? Do you share anything?
It feels like that this is a higher path.
Yeah.
And it feels like it will bring you joy and passion. There will be obstacles, but it's spirit guided.
I really felt it was spirit guided. The other thing, Jane, what you really need to look at is and start cultivating now are people who not only think the way you do, but also want to affect change themselves, that you can spearhead, that you can be the leader of, and what I'm hearing is it's really important that you begin to study how other politicians got into office and what worked and what didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I've done that. I unfortunately hate the name politician, but you know, that's what it is.
Right. But what's going to be important, what I'm hearing, is because you're grassroots right now, you're really going to have to move into a space of using the internet as your friend.
Well, that's what I was planning to do. I'm going to be contemplating the things that I would like to see, the changes I would like to do, bills that I would like to introduce, and I'll be, writing that up this week, and then I'll be sending it to people on my email list and people I know who are concerned also, who could help me.
Well, here's what's coming forward from the records, okay? And the records will never tell you what to do, but they're going to give you some information of the things that you want to look at and think about, okay? They're suggesting that you move into creating a newsletter of your belief systems, and to start sending that out on a regular basis, and that you have a website created that explains your platform, and that can't be done soon enough. It has to be done. It has to be done at your earliest abilities and your earliest, contemplation. That's a very interesting word.
Yeah.
The reason that's important is because as you move into this work, your whole platform will not necessarily change, but it will. What they're using is the word evolve. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's really about what do you really want to change?
I want to change the face of government, federal government involvement.
Specific.
Pardon?
Please be more
specific. Term limits for Congress. And the other thing is, one of the other things would be getting into fiscal responsibility.
Okay.
And the truth?
Well, those are wonderful, but you need to be much more specific with your message.
Mm-hmm.
You need to bring
it
home,
be.
And you need to be very specific with your message as to what you want to change and how you would plan to do it.
Okay.
And you need to ask your spirit, the spirit guides, to help you do it and bring your spiritual piece of you into helping create this.
Right.
Okay?
That's
all right.
Well,
thank you. Okay, well, thank you so much.
I appreciate your help here. Thank you.
Okay, well, you be well. And thanks for listening.
I will.
Okay.
I will. I'll keep in touch.
Your friend.
Thank you for your show.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let us know. Keep in touch. Want to know how you're doing. All right, well, that's interesting.
It was.
You know, wouldn't that be lovely to have more spiritual politicians? You know, I mean, can you imagine a world with a spiritual government? I mean, I can imagine
I
it. Yeah, I know. No, I'm saying.
Try to do that every day.
Please, God, let them all be spiritual. You know, anyway, that'd be good. All right, so we have about 10 more minutes left in our show, but I really want you to hear another selection from Dick, and he's going to play "Catch the Wind," and this. Dick, tell us how this song came to you.
This song came about because I've had a question for a long time in my heart and in my mind, like we talked about earlier, how to make God more real, more present, right here, every day. You know, as I'm sitting here, as I'm eating dinner, as I'm reading, you know.
So really being in your present peace, right? Right
really
in front of you, being present
exactly,
within you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Being, how do I be in that? While I'm here.
Right.
Every minute.
Right.
And one day, I was sitting, I had a little nudge to go sit at my songwriting table and take down something. I didn't know what it was going to be.
Okay.
Take this down is what I heard. So I sat there, and all of a sudden, this little thing came through, a boat at sea with sails all rolled.
Hmm.
Can never go where it wants to go. And the currents move so very slow, but the wind is there, even so. And what it originally said was just like me. But what songwriting dictated and spirit said finally this was, so catch the wind. Just catch the wind. So
that's very interesting.
God speaking to me that God is always here.
Yes.
And all we have to do is, just like you said, tell me, tell the world.
Yes.
And then you become a sail unfurled and you catch the wind.
Beautiful.
So that's why the song is called Catch the Wind. And this is what, again, I heard God say to me.
Okay.